This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Redskins Saints on Sunday. We like to talk going into these games about what is at stake. My fear about a loss on Sunday is this, and I'm going to workshop that and spitball it here live on the air with you, Danny, and then you tell me what you think. If the Redskins lose to the Saints, they fall to 4-6. They will have six games left, all of which are pretty winnable, particularly that Dallas game without Ezekiel Elliott, as maybe the toughest remaining game on the schedule in terms of quality of opponent, getting a little bit easier. That's not to say they're going to go 6-0. I have no delusions of grandeur, probably more likely 4-2. But I do think they'll harvest some nuts here at the end of the year, and they're going to be able to benefit from an easier schedule. But if they are 4-6, Redskins fans are pretty smart. They look around the landscape, mm-hmm. and they see that it probably is going to take 10 wins to make the playoffs. There's a lot of years where if you mess around and get to 8-8, you might win a tiebreaker for a wild card and get in. Or sometimes in a division, NFC West, AFC South, 8-8 might win the division. It's not the case in the NFC East where the Eagles already have 8 wins. Year. There's plenty of years, more often than not, I would even say, and the Redskins have benefited from a plethora of these over the last two decades, when being 9-7 has you playing Week 17 important, meaningful games where you need to win and either get a little bit of help or sometimes not even have to worry about that and you get into the playoffs. That's probably not the case this year either. So if they're 4-6 and they're likely to end up at best 9-7, it means that they're almost certainly not going to make the playoffs.
Right.
Not as much because of their record, but because of how difficult everything is and all the bodies they have to jump over.
We are in lockstep so far. You and me are in the three-legged race.
So here is kind of my thesis.
Okay.
I worry that if the Redskins lose to the Saints, Redskins fans kind of check out and an apathy sets in, which is always my greatest concern because we thrive on energy and on emotion, right? Interest is a great word. If they're 4-6, though, is that when people start to stop caring as much about the games? They turn off the game on a Sunday at 3 o'clock with an hour left because they got a birthday party to go to? Because even if the Redskins, who are leading, win, it doesn't really matter. Or at 4-6 with six left, is there still enough season left? Is the schedule soft enough that people say, well, this is still interesting. Let's see if they can get to 9-7. Like, does it matter to the average Redskins fan if 9-7 or 10-6 is a possibility if they got there, or if it's just unlikely they're going to make the playoffs, is that all they care about? Do you agree with my thinking that a loss this weekend leads to the beginning of fans just not caring as much about the rest of the season?
Everybody's fandom, to me, is a car on a two-lane road. One lane goes one way, one lane goes the other way. The destination at one end is complete apathy. You don't watch, you don't read, you don't listen, you don't care. The other end is you consume everything. You consume every word. You watch every show.
That's
every
dissection. That's when your team's
really good. And everything about it is good. And you're excited to go to the games. You're excited to watch the games. You don't just do it because you've always done it. The other end of that spectrum. Right now, every Redskins fan is in their car. And they have already driven a pretty decent way towards the I don't give up part of the spectrum. They're going down that road. You lose this game, you probably hit your nitrous oxide. And you go 1,000 miles an hour towards I don't give a damn. You are absolutely right, but here's where I would disagree with you in part, is I think it's already begun. I think the apathy Olympics have already begun with the Redskins. People read the tea leaves. Again, as you said, they're not stupid. Some guys are homers, and some guys don't see it realistically. And that's fine. God bless you, because your fandom should never be questioned. But I think people are recognizing this. We're still doing the same referendum on the quarterback. We're still several players away. The signing that was supposed to be the game changer, Terrell Pryor, that hasn't worked. The first round draft pick from last year didn't do squat. The second round pick from last year quit. A million things that have gone into it. The Scott McLuhan Paul and hangover. All the front office stuff. All the insults. All the topics we have, even though you and I are not biased in a negative way, are why was this terrible at FedEx Field? Why is this the worst experience? What can be done about this terrible experience? Everything's a pile on. And people are on the way to apathy.
Okay, but let me play devil's advocate real quick, because that's all the most negative stuff about the team, but there are plenty of positives as well, including they're better than they have
you
been.
You and I both know that.
They don't get blown out. Every game is competitive. They're beating pretty good teams. They've had the toughest schedule and a ton of injuries, and they're on the precipice of a 500 record. This is the closest that they have probably been. The Jay Gruden tenure has largely been wildly successful compared to that of Mike Shanahan before it. Mm-hmm. This three-game stretch is about a 24-win three-game, a three-year stretch, rather, is a 24-game win for Jay Gruden. You go back before that, it was like 17 wins under Shanahan. A lot of things are way better now, and I wonder if people can justify, yeah, they're 4-6, they lost to New Orleans, but they might finish 9-7. It'd effectively be the third straight year they finished 9-7. 8-7-1 last year when you missed an extra point distance field goal in a tie. But 9-7, three straight years, you know, I heard Chad on the Afternoon Drive show saying, well, I'm kind of over 9-7 if you don't make the playoffs. I don't know how we got there so quickly, to be honest with you, because 9-7 this year is not the same as 9-7 in years past. If you play a tougher schedule and you have more injuries and you lose 2 1,000-yard receivers and you're still 9-7, to me it means you made some strides to stay that good.
We know the reasons why and how we got here, but here's the thing. They ain't that good.
But they're not bad.
I know that, but I'm telling you, that's why apathy's setting in, because they're still not good. After all this, after all the
But they
dances,
weren't supposed to be.
I know they're not supposed to be, and that's why Redskins fans are checking out. That's why the apathy is setting in. It is happening.
So it doesn't matter that they're better. It doesn't matter that they're close. Because, it doesn't matter that they're closer.
Here's where we disagree. They're closer, that's for sure. But
yeah.
Close, I don't think so.
They close to being Green Bay every year, 10-6, 11-5? No. But they're absolutely close to being a playoff team that can win a couple playoff games.
There is no question it's better than it's been. You can't. If you are disputing that, you don't have the information. Look at the – even if you're just one of these record donks, just look at that. It tells you the story. We all know that. The fact is, still ain't that good. They're just okay. There's still plenty of problems. There is a doomsday clock hanging over their heads. If you lose this game, the schedule's maybe the reason this time. They could be better than they were last year and finish with a worse record. That's the league. This is another pylon for them where there's no stability. Nothing long-term is set. We've done the same stupid dance with Cousins and the contract and everything else, all these one-year deals. Nothing feels like it's stable. There's no stability other than the fact that they drunkenly gave the head coach an extension just to prove a point in Indianapolis because they wanted to show that they were stable while Scott McLuhan was at home when they were lying about it. There's nothing to be excited about right now if you're the rank and file Redskins.
So then your point is I'm right then that people check out.
Yeah, I think you're right if they lose this game. But my point that I'm adding on is I think they're already starting to. They're looking for a reason. They've asked the front desk at the hotel, hey, yeah. I'm going to check out in a couple hours. No extra charges, right? I'm going to leave as soon as I possibly can.
I mean, if that happens, that's their own problem because they shouldn't have. But maybe that is the case. I think that when your team is a couple weeks removed from beating Seattle and right there in the thick of things in the postseason chase and overachieving by the standards of what is realistically expected of them and the adversity that has been faced, why you would check out already, I have no idea. Because it's been a pretty productive season considering a lot of circumstances. But I do think if they lose this weekend at 4-6, you're going to start to see it. Let's get to the calls next. 800-636-1067. If the Redskins lose to the Saints, let's just take your temperature. Are you going to care less about the rest of the season? Or will you still say 6 games left, I only get 16 of these, let's go to work. Let's have fun again next Sunday. You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.